Greetings, Buccaneer fans. I'm Scott Smith, coming to you from Buccaneers Studio, and this is Buccaneers Insider for Wednesday, September 25th. It was yet another eventful Wednesday here at One Buck Place, as they all seem to be this season. And I'm sure at this point I am merely reviewing the news because there's very little chance that you haven't already heard that rookie Mike Glennon will be replacing Josh Freeman as the Buccaneers' starting quarterback now and moving forward. Head coach Greg Schiano had a series of intense meetings on the subject with general manager Mark Domenech on Monday and Tuesday and said that in the end, the decision was performance-based and that going to Glennon will give the Buccaneers their best chance to win on Sunday. Schiano, of course, conceded that the offense's struggles can't be pinned on one player, even the quarterback, but did say that the team's struggles on offense for the past 9 games dating back to last season were what led to this decision. Mike Glennon took all of the reps with the first-team offense on Wednesday, but he didn't throw a single pass to either of its first-team wide receivers. That's because Vincent Jackson, who has a ribs injury, and Mike Williams, who is dealing with a hamstring strain, were both held out of practice to start the week. In addition, the Bucs were without both of their reserve defensive tackles, Gary Gibson and Derek Landry, as they were both held out of practice as well. Fortunately, Pro Bowl starter Gerald McCoy was able to participate fully in practice on Wednesday, despite the ankle injury he suffered at the end of Sunday's game. Glennon is the obvious big change on the Buccaneers' offense this week, but there could be a couple other little changes as well. One of them could be tight end Tom Crabtree, who hasn't played in a game yet in the regular season, but did participate in a limited fashion in practice on Wednesday. Crabtree would likely be the Buccaneers' starter when he's able to return, as Luke Stocker is now on injured reserve for the rest of the year. In addition, earlier in the week, the Buccaneers added fullback Spencer Larson, bringing him back for a third time so he can give depth behind starter Eric Lorig. And finally, we leave you with some words from one of the other big players on offense, in fact, the biggest player on offense, guard Carl Nix, who will now be providing blocking for a rookie quarterback.
You know, whoever the coach decides to start, that's who I'm rocking with. I really have no choice, so that's what it is.
Have you had a chance to see him in practice, and if so, what did you see?
Today was his first day taking all the reps with the ones, and he looked crispy. I mean, he looked good, so. So, you know, everybody knows it's different on Sundays, but coach has faith in them, so do I. So,
Carl, is it difficult as a veteran player that came here, you know, like yourself and Durali, to see them go looking forward back to this game?
No, it's a little too early to say, you know, like, who knows? It might be like when Kaepernick came in San Francisco. I'm not saying he's going to rush for 150 yards, but, you know, who knows?